Until a human being attains perfection, they constantly struggle with a self which is commanded by a host of impulses and desires, and also a self that which an inner struggle is taking place within the self. These are known as nafs al-ammara and nafs al-lawwama. Fighting against the self is a greater struggle because it is harder yet more important. It is harder because no one sees his own self as an enemy. So we have to struggle against an enemy that is invisible and within. It is only through constant introspection and self-accounting that we can identify our weaknesses and negative traits and then struggle against them and overcome them. Hard-heartedness is a state when a person may have a lot of knowledge but they don't experience any love or feeling towards Allah or Islam. When we no longer feel love for Allah, and we can no longer cry when reciting du'as, and when we feel no sweetness or pleasure of faith when worshipping Allah, then we know our hearts have become hard. We should therefore pray to Allah to soften our hearts. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Dry eyes is because of hard-heartedness, and hard-heartedness is the result of constant sinning." The inner struggle of the self, known as Jihad al-Akbar, is easier if we constantly remind ourselves of the temporary nature of this world and the permanence of the next world. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Jihad against your desires is the price of paradise." Some of the causes of hard-heartedness are persistence in sin. When a person persists in sin, it also makes him or her shameless. Thereafter, they sin openly and publicly without a care of hiding their sinful habit. Being obsessed with physical pleasures and desires can also cause hard-heartedness. Spending too much time in sleep, eating, chatting, talking and joking, and etc. Not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or worshipping without attentiveness. Associating with sinful or irreligious friends can also lead to a hard spiritual heart. We should remember sins are forgiven on the condition that the person repenting makes a firm intention not to repeat the sin again. Giving up on coming to the masjid or giving up of reciting the Holy Quran could also lead to hard-heartedness. Being selfish with one's wealth and time and not volunteering unless there is some personal benefit to get out of it. If we are going to struggle against ourselves and against sins and desires, we must have a strategy. To build a strategy and plan, we must know the means that the nafs uses to keep us from purifying ourselves and thereafter have practices that we can use as a measure. Some ways to practice against struggle. Pray Salat al-Layl every day. This teaches us to struggle against the desire for sleep. Fast as much as possible, or fast on Mondays and Thursdays. It is mustahab to fast on these days, and it teaches us to strive against the addiction of food. Keep a log that you update every night on how you spent your day. This daily self-accounting before going to bed is called muhasabah, and it is one of the signs of a true believer. In particular, check if any sin was committed that day, if time was wasted, and if there was incidents of excessive eating, sleeping, or talking. Increase your knowledge of Islam. Keep a copy of Nahj al-Balagha by your bedside and read passages from it every time you need inspiration. Recite the Holy Quran every day, even if it is a few sentences only. Watch your anger. When a person first starts resisting temptation and not giving in to desires, they get angry easily. When you see anger rising in you, do wudu. Breathe deeply, lie down and recite salawat until the anger subsides. Find ways to help the poor and needy. Feeding the poor, carrying out a humanitarian activity, or giving charity with your own hands softens the heart. Constantly plead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the help in your struggle against the nafs. This keeps us sincere and humble, so that we are never hypocritical in our jihad and nafs, and we never become proud and imagine it is the result of our own efforts that we are progressing spiritually.